Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Chris Morrison. Chris has 15 years experience of delivering innovative analog, digital, power management, and audio solutions for International Electronics. Currently, he is the Director of Product Marketing at Agile Analog, the analog IP innovators. Previously, he has held engineering positions, including 10 years at Dialog Semiconductor, which is now part of Renesas. Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Hey, Daniel. Thanks for having me on.
So we just saw each other at the TSMC OIP. You guys are a member. Tell us a little bit more about joining the OIP. You know, why did you do it? And, you know, what kind of process did you go through?
Yeah, so we had a really good show at TSMC OIP in Santa Clara in Amsterdam. We joined about 3 months ago with the OIP program. We were invited on by TSMC. And it's a big shop front for us, I guess, in terms of increasing the exposure our IP has to the many semiconductor companies who use TSMC for their fab. TSMC are by far the biggest chip manufacturer in the world, and we wanted to be seen there to show the quality of our IP through their OIP IP Alliance. For listeners who don't know what the IP Alliance is at TSMC, it's a place where customers can come and browse for the IP they need for a project and see the status of it in terms of what tape outs it's been in, whether it's in mass production, what the state is of the silicon. And as we grow as a company and as we continue to mature, it was an important milestone for us to join this ecosystem and to get that stamp of approval of what we're doing.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. You know, I've been working with TSMC for a long time, and I was working with them when they first started this. And I actually worked for an IP vendor, and you know, they put the IP through a serious regimen of tests and silicon verification. So, you know, everybody knows if it's a tool or if it's an IP, it works on, you know, these processes or most usually all processes from TSMC. It's quite an enabling ecosystem. So, you know, it's really an honor to be part of it. But can you talk a little bit about some of the specific benefits that Agile Analog can bring to TSMC customers?
From a customer's point of view, Agile Analog being part of TSMC is a great thing because the way we build our IP allows us to build it for any process. And this now means that all of our IP is available on any TSMC process. We have a particular focus, although we do a general range of analog IP, we're particularly focused in three or four areas: power management, data conversion, security, and chip health, chip monitoring applications. And now that we're in the OIP, not only does it mean we can bring that IP to all of the mature TSMC processes, many of which we've been working with customers on for many years, but now for the first time we have access to the advanced nodes, so we can bring that IP right down to the very latest nodes at TSMC. And actually one of the reasons for us coming onto the OIP program was because customers working in these latest nodes, 3 nanometer and 4 nanometer, are looking for our IP, and this is the way to enable us to design for it and to design for them.
Right. It's amazing that the analog and mixed signal people are being pushed down to the leading edge nodes. That's must be an incredible experience. So we did talk at TSMC OIP, but you know, what's your general feedback? How was your experience in the Santa Clara one? And then you mentioned you also went to the Amsterdam. I have not been to Amsterdam. You know, what was your experience, and you know, did it meet your expectations?
Yeah, it really met our expectations in terms of the types of customer who are going to be there, particularly in Santa Clara. I think, Daniel, we see each other at trade shows all the time, and there's definitely been a move to all the big players having their own trade shows, so TSMC and GlobalFoundries, and maybe DAC is not as big as it once was, which used to be the place where everyone would go to have these conversations. The nice thing about something like TSMC OIP is every single conversation you have is with somebody who is the right person to be talking to. It's people who are buying IP, or it's people you want to partner with, or even competitors that you want to chat to, and it's a small industry. So particularly in Santa Clara, that was a really good event. We got to have lots of these conversations. And as I just mentioned, a lot of these conversations were, how can you bring our IP to the advanced nodes for customers? Amsterdam was maybe a little bit quieter. I think Symposium in June in Amsterdam was a much bigger event, and there was a bigger audience, but it was still well worth attending to keep in touch with people we've been working with for a long time.
You know, so based on this experience and based on, you know, what markets Agile Analog is focusing on, I mean, did you see a pretty good overlap with the TSMC customers? You know, what markets are you looking at, and was there an overlap?
Yeah, very much so. I guess my job in product marketing is to be looking at what markets work best with our company and with our IP. We're having a lot of interest at the moment, as I think most people are, on the data center side of things, because that's where there's really strong growth at the moment. But also some niche markets, maybe not such a big play for TSMC, but guys like GlobalFoundries in things like silicon photonics, in quantum computing, in defense. They're strong areas that we're seeing a lot of customers at the moment, and it's an area, these three areas are places we're focusing on top of the traditional consumer markets and industrial markets and data center.
So what's next for Agile Analog over the coming months? You know, what does 2024 have in store for you?
So I'm really looking forward to 2024, a year of continued growth for us as we continue to build out particularly our data converter roadmap. So we announced earlier this year our 12-bit ADCs. We're looking forward to extending that to higher sample rates, to higher bit depth. We should get 14-bit next year, and hopefully maybe at least started on a Sigma Delta design for ADCs and DACs. So that's the kind of, from a product perspective, that's the things I'm looking forward to next year. But I think the big thing is I'm really keen for us to be designing IP in these advanced nodes at TSMC. And we're talking to multiple customers at the moment to deliver bits of IP there. And I'm really excited to be working in that area. I think as an engineer at heart, it's an interesting problem. It's not easy designing analog in these nodes. And I like to see how excited our engineers are internally to be working on these processes and the results that we can deliver to customers.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen a lot of analog groups. I work with some other companies that are in the same market space. And boy, they're really tooling up. And it's because, as you said, they are being pushed down. And now with chiplets, you know, that's making things even more interesting because, you know, the analog maybe will be a smaller block, but they still want them on, you know, the faster nodes, the smaller nodes. And I think that's just going to revolutionize the industry, you know, with people doing chiplets.
Yeah, I very much agree.
So how do customers normally engage with your company?
So at the first step, check out our website, agileanalog.com. It's a great place to find all of our IP and to get in touch with us. We've mentioned TSMC OIP and Symposium. We are at events like that all the time. We work with all of the other major foundries as well and are involved in their ecosystems. You can find us on places like Design and Reuse. Our IP is there as well. So yeah, I guess in the first instance, check out our website. If there's something that's of interest, then reach out and we'll be happy to share more information and to try and move things forward with you.
Great, Chris. Hey, it was great talking to you again. Happy holidays. And, you know, we will see you again, I'm sure, next year.
Thanks, Daniel. Good to chat to you as always.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day. Thank you.